We've had arguments before, but I still say we've come too far to end it now. At any point, either one of you could have said, at any number of points, either of you could have said, you know what, it's time to call it quits. And I know you mentioned, Annette, that at one point that's where you were, and you mentioned that once you all had gotten to that point, you went into this manic state where you had all kinds of energy. You were ready to take on the world, and things were really working for you. And you later found out, particularly after Adam had done some research and noticed that symptoms he was reading about online lined up with symptoms that you were exhibiting and displaying, and he said bipolar disorder. And you mentioned that genetic predisposition, which lets us know that bipolar disorder is chemical. It's not about attitude. And the person just says, well, you know, for a while now, I'm just going to be on top of the world, and nothing's going to bother me. I'm going to take on the whole world. I'm going to get 5 million things accomplished in the next 3 months. And then later on, we decide, well, you know what? I'm just tired, and I'm going to just deliberately go in the opposite direction now. And I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to cook. I'm not going to clean. I don't feel like talking with anybody on the phone. In fact, I may not get out of bed for the next 2 months. It's not about attitude. It's about chemical predispositions that people have no control over under their own power. And so it is so good that you mentioned that medication was something that became a part of the equation. And Adam, you mentioned to me that there were some other things going on that a lot of people weren't seeing that may have triggered, in fact, you felt pretty confident, may have triggered some of the bipolar displays that Annette began to exhibit.
Yes. You know, it would, I need to say this because just to get it out there that, you know, you're going to read Annette's book, Hang On to Hope. And yes, there is a villain, and that's me. Not to be too difficult on myself or too hard on myself, but, you know, that time that we were married for those 20 or so years before, almost 26 years before we got separated and divorced, the cracks just keep getting, got bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, it didn't really have anything to do with Annette. But for some reason, I had to blame somebody other than myself. I blame my kids. I blame my job. I blame life in general. I blame God. And again, like I mentioned, I blame Annette. And I was saying to myself, you know, I just need to get out of this relationship. Life would be better if I got out of this relationship. I'd be better for them. It'd be better for me. And if only things would change. If only Annette would change, maybe things would be better. But that was just a lie that I was believing. And yes, there needed to be somebody that changed. And that person that needed to be changed was me. You know, we get into a relationship and a marriage, and we think that things would be better on the grass is greener on the other side, and we need, if we would just move on from someone and move on to somebody else, life would be better. But no, change. If you want change has to happen within yourself. And if I could say one thing today, I know this is Annette's book and Annette's story and our story, and we want to talk about Annette. But if there's one thing that I could say is that if I could do it all over again, I'd stop blaming everyone else and put the blame on myself, not for defeat, but for empowerment and to move forward and to be a better husband, to be a better man, to be someone that the Lord is proud of. Not that I need to work to gain his love. He already loves me, but just to live in that love like I should have. But anyway, with my anger, me dealing with control issues, me dealing with a poor self-image. It's just a vicious cycle. And to be in a bad marriage and to put all those things together, it just got where, you know what? If Annette should have been more than depressed earlier in our marriage because of the things that I was going through and doing. But then as we were separated and as we were going through the divorce, because of my job that I had and had since retired as a probation officer, I was dealing with criminals. I was dealing with people that pretended to be criminals. I was dealing with people that were bipolar and had depressive problems. And so I saw this on a daily basis. And then I see it at home, not in a negative way. Annette was a happy manic. She was a happy depressive. But yet you saw the effects on her. And then, as you mentioned, I did some study on my own and saw that, you know what? We have a problem here that we need to face together. Together, we need to face this problem. And so thankful that we were in a situation after all of that, in our bad marriage, we were back together again to face another obstacle together, which I'm so thankful for and so thankful, grateful to the Lord for Annette. So,
and you all mentioned that, I think it's just so remarkable that each of you has been able and willing to see how self could have done better while also seeing how things could have been different with the other, but your primary focus being how I could have done better, how I could have done things differently, and both of you moving forward together, allowing God to do what he does, help the two become one, and you move together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thankfully, gratefully.
And I should say that we had an absolutely incredible marriage counselor, Christian marriage counselor that we went to, that we have to give a lot of credit to,
yeah.
And that that really helped us put our marriage back together. And when he just made me think of something when you said that, because when we started early on, you know, he said, you know, you guys can, you know, he goes, if you want to, he goes, it's your dime. He goes, we could sit here and we could go through the past 26 years and we could say, you know, go through who did what to whom and work through all of those things. He goes, and we can do that if you want to. He goes, it's your dime. He goes, but if I were you, he goes, I would start from this point forward. He goes, you guys have already forgiven each other and committed to move forward. He goes, you've done a lot of the hard part. He goes, let's just move on from today forward and work on what we need to work on. And learn how to communicate better, learn how to resolve conflict, learn how to, you know, put your marriage back together from this point forward. Because that's what I would recommend that you do, and that's what we did. And, you know, it did take a lot of hard work, but I'm telling you, it was so much better. It's such a great piece of advice that he gave us, and that's what we chose to do. The past was in the past. There's nothing we could have done to change it or make it, you know, different. So we just said, you know what? I forgive you completely, Adam. Adam said, Annette, I forgive you completely. We move forward. We don't look behind. And let's do what we need to do to make our marriage better and stronger and learn how to communicate better, resolve conflict in a way like we'd never, you know, learned how to do in the past. And today we have a marriage that's much better and stronger than it ever had, you know, ever had been. And so I totally believe in marriage counseling, and even into this day, I mean, we went through a period where we were going very, very regularly, and he helped us resolve all the, you know, major issues. But even today, sometimes we still come upon things that, you know, we'll look at and go, we can't seem to come to agreement upon it, and so we just go, okay, time to go see Gary, and we make an appointment. And we say, okay, Gary, we've come across something that we can't seem to resolve. And he sits there. And what's great is that he knows our entire history, so we don't have to backtrack about anything.
Yes.
And we sit there, and he helps us resolve it, and it's wonderful.
And, Carl, that's not weakness.
Strength.
Exactly.
That's strength.
Yes, sir.
And I think that's really something that I needed to deal with. And as I dealt with a lot of men and individuals as a probation officer, counseling them, talking, listening to them, you know, being held accountable to someone or going and gaining wisdom or counsel for someone, that's not weakness. That is a step of courage, and that's a step of strength. To admit that I didn't have everything together, to admit that I got angry, to admit that the things that I said and done were not acceptable, but there's a possibility for change, and life is so much better now. Not perfect, but yet the way things should be. So
I love that. Not perfect, but the way things should be. We'll be right back.